This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You've probably heard of Amber Alerts, where information about a missing or abducted child gets spread out across multiple media platforms, even sometimes on the digital signs on highways that otherwise tell you about upcoming construction. Well, now in Vermont, you may at some point see a blue alert. This has a similar dissemination network, but it's not about children. It's an alert for when a law enforcement officer or other criminal justice officer is injured or killed and the suspect is still at large or a danger to the community. Here to explain more is Lieutenant Sean Lone with the Vermont State Police. Lieutenant Lone works in the VSP's Intelligence Center. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jane.
So can you describe a little bit more in depth what the Blue Alert system is?
Of course. So in 2015, Congress passed the National Blue Alert Act. The name of it's actually the Rafael Ramos and Wenjian Liu National Blue Alert Act after two NYPD officers were killed in an ambush. And this set out a national network for the ability to contact both by state and throughout the U.S. if a law enforcement's been killed and there's a person, a suspect, like a violent suspect on the loose. We're the 34th state to join the network. We just recently did our first test. And the Vermont Blue Alert Network is managed by the state police, but it has partnerships with the Vermont Intelligence Center, the Vermont Emergency Management, Vermont Lottery, Vermont Association of Broadcasters, Agency of Transportation, U.S. Attorney's Office, and then the Association of the Chief of Police, Sheriffs, and Troopers Association. So it's reaching out to a lot of different partners here.
And you mentioned that it's for when a law enforcement officer is killed or injured in the line of duty. But the definition of law enforcement officer is actually a little bit broader than just a police officer in this case.
Yeah, it's based on, because it's a congressional act, it's based on the Federal Crime Control and Safe Streets Act of what a law enforcement officer is. So it includes prosecutors, judges, corrections officers, probation and parole, anybody that's involved in the criminal justice system in that way.
Why do we need this alert that's specifically related to law enforcement officers and people in criminal justice? You know, if it's about having public safety in mind and that there may be a dangerous or armed suspect at large, why is it important that the victim is a law enforcement officer to trigger the alert?
I think in this situation, it's based on, unfortunately, on some events that have happened in other states. And it's about being prepared. You know, in Vermont, we haven't had, thankfully, a lot of situations that would allow us to use this system. But I think the idea is that we're prepared for it. And it's different than a normal bulletin system because it's run through this network, and it reaches farther than normal, like a press release or even VT alert. So it's something that we need to have set up in preparation, and hopefully we never have to use, similar to an Amber Alert.
But is it different if the suspect has targeted a law enforcement officer? Like, I mean, there are certainly more situations in Vermont where somebody who is a domestic abuser has killed a partner and has gone on the loose and may be still a danger to people, other kinds of violent crimes that then a suspect is at large where there may be a danger. But this wouldn't trigger a blue alert. It's only if that person had also targeted and killed a law enforcement officer.
Correct. And the reason for that is the blue alert is it's essentially a code. It's used through the IPAWS system, which is the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System. It's like a federally mandated system.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a situation where someone committed a violent crime and fled, there are a lot of different options that we have. We can still activate VT Alert. We can still use the boards and the signs, and we can engage all those partners. But this is just simply a system that uses a single code. And it activates nationally.
Hmm. And so this would not be triggered if somebody injures or kills a law enforcement officer and is then taken into custody. This isn't about necessarily alerting people that that something terrible has happened to an officer of the law. It's about a threat to public safety.
Correct. It's the idea that there's a violent suspect that's still, on the loose, and preventing that, any future encounters and also so that the public can be aware that that's happening.
And you tested it last week, right? You tested this system?
We did for the first time, yes.
What does a test of the system include? I mean, I got a press release that I think was probably, or not a, yeah, a press release that said, this is a test, but otherwise suggested that a law enforcement officer had had been attacked.
Yeah, so, and with the test, we try to make sure that there's key things in there, you know, that there's not an actual Vermont town listed and a Vermont law enforcement agency, and try to use things to make sure that even if somebody misses the word test, that, you know, it's not an actual event.
Mm-hmm.
But with a situation like this, when you have a request from a law enforcement agency, if it met the criteria, that would be entered into a form and that would come to the Blue Alert Coordinator, which is myself. And there's also the Deputy Director and Detective Sergeant with the State Police that are Deputy Coordinators, just in case one of us misses the call. And once that happens, a panel of law enforcement will get together to see if it meets the criteria. And if it does, that's when they activate the system. When the system's activated, it reaches out through that IPAWS code that like I said before, there's several different systems being used, but that public alert warning system is the first part of it. And then from there, it's going to go to the emergency alert system, WEA, which is the wireless emergency alert, your VT alert. It goes through NOAA, and the Vermont Lottery. So each of those partners start to come to the table and activate their systems.
And Lieutenant Lone, are there still questions that you are working out? Like, what would actually meet the criteria? You know, if an officer, for example, was suicidal, would that meet the criteria? I mean, are there still the questions that you have about this?
You know, I mean, most of it's been the guidelines have been presented by Congress, you know, for the network. But I think the big thing is that it's specific to line of duty. So if an officer goes missing in the line of duty, or like you said, suicidal or something like that, the network could be used. But it's not it's specific to like imminent line of duty dangers.
Hmm. Lieutenant Sean Lone is an officer with the Vermont State Police working in the Intelligence Center, and he's been telling us about the new Blue Alert system that launched in Vermont earlier this month. He's coordinator. Lieutenant Lone, thanks very much for telling us about it.
Thanks so much, Jane.